All right, bonus section for chapter 10, future frame.
This is, I will say that this is a, for me, it's a pretty heavy chapter because it really digs into a person.
Yeah.
And it really digs into how you really take away somebody else's situation and build it to something that can really make or break either their future or, you know, who they become.
Or even you.
Yeah.
Your future frame yourself, right? You're not, you can do these with other people. You can do this with yourself.
Yeah.
Right. In the book, it's written from a you perspective, right? Because friction. So we'll start with future frame. It's friction, focus, fire, flame. Frame. Sorry, not flame. I can't read. See, I told you guys I can't read. Friction, focus, fire, frame. Blah. I'm looking at the book, literally. And the word flame came out of my mouth. So friction, you know, what's holding you back? This is life, business, whatever it may be. Focus. Where are you creating real value right now?
Yeah.
Fire, what drives you, and the frame, how you move forward with absolute clarity and conviction.
Yeah. And so what's beautiful about this with the future frame is by default, it's the one layer deep mindset in action.
Yeah.
So through this discovery, through the time audits, through the Ditlows, through the future frame for yourself, you're actually working through the one layer deep mindset without even realizing it,
yeah.
Which is all about alignment, intention, execution.
Yes. Actually, first awareness.
First awareness before you get alignment.
Then alignment.
Yeah.
Awareness, alignment.
Yeah.
And then intention and execution. Because friction is what's holding you back. Well, guys, I'm going to tell you this right now, and you're not going to want to hear it. The only thing holding you back is you. That's it. I can stop right now. Stop. No, that's it. I mean, and the only reason I say this is because, well, one, I've paid enough mentors enough money to find out that that's what they're going to teach you. It's like, but you have to make sure, like, you are. What else could be holding you back? You could say the economy, the market, employees, being overstaffed, like not enough leads, your salespeople, your COO, mm-hmm. your marriage, your family. I mean, you could say that, but in reality, the only thing that's holding you back is you and what you're doing about it.
Yeah.
I know that's hard to hear, but I mean, I had to learn that. I had to learn that. And, you know, there was a, I don't know who said it the other day, and it was a great example of people get in this life where they're reliving the last 6 months of their life on repeat. On autoplay, the last 6 months, you go to the same things, you do the same things, you go to the same restaurants. Although me and Chris go to the same restaurants a lot.
For a different reason.
Yeah, because we're carnivore. And so we go to the same restaurants a lot. And, but you're reliving the last 6 months of your life on repeat. And then we get so upset or so discouraged that we're not moving forward, that the needle isn't tipping forward. Well, look back. Are you doing anything different? Are you challenging yourself? Are you doing some self-work? Or are you comfortable? And you could be comfortable in the uncomfortable because it's familiar.
Yeah, so just, I'm soaking this in because for me, it was a lot. And I take it away more so with the personal aspect of this. With personal life, with Yaya, with our right now 7-year-old. Mm-hmm. And just taking away from that is, you know, with all of these, you know, with awareness, the alignment, intention, and execution, we have a saying in our house. And it's just, the phrase, it's just, is not allowed.
Yeah.
Because when I hear her say it, that's an excuse. It's just an excuse. And so what that does is it stops everything right there from being able to make change or to, like you said, is stop living on loop.
Yep. Yeah. And we're all living in a loop and you have to break out of that loop. Some of us, even though we're miserable, we stay in it because it's familiar.
Yeah.
familiarity. I'm sorry. Because it's familiar. So that's the friction that's holding us back. That's, you know, and then focus. Where are you creating value right now? And so many people, I think ego gets in this way. Let's just say I own a company and I want to be an absentee owner, but right now I'm sitting in sales, but I don't want to do it. Well, that's great and all, but that's where you're creating value right now. Like, own it, lean into it, stop like, and it's not forever. It's just right now. It's the dues we have to pay to grow and scale companies, life, marriages, families. We have to work in different sections at different seasons of our life.
Yeah. And I will say that focus in this future frame, focus is a great reflection on doing the suck.
Yeah. You have to do the suck. You cannot get light. You can't, like Alex Tremosi says this all the time. Like, you got to do the boring things. Got to do the boring things.
Yeah.
Those are the sucky things, guys. Those are the things that are creating value in your business right now. So many people want like the 1LD like software and dashboard. But like, I have bad news. It still takes your work. You still have to help me build your business foundation, get it organized, because I don't know how your business runs. And so it looks pretty, but you still have to say, you know what, Libby, I'm going to do this. I'm going to dive in. I'm going to give you a month of my life, even though this is going to suck. And I don't want to do it. It's where the most value will come from right now.
And this will be your vehicle.
Yeah.
Which we'll get into here in just a minute. But yeah, focus is all about do it while you can and skill stack and life stack, really. It can help carry you.
Yep. And it's not forever. Own that it's not forever. Own that this is where you're providing value right now. Own it, build it, scale it, hand it off. And I think this is, and I told Chris this the other day, I said, I think where I differ from a lot of business owners is a lot of us don't want to get out so bad of our business, and we're creating value somewhere, right? We are, because we're moving it forward. We're growing it. But we want to get out of our business so bad that we go off and hire a general admin and we dump everything on them. And then we wonder why they don't work out. We wonder why it just like ends horribly or in chaos. I've never done that. I was looking back literally this morning on our morning date when we were walking. I said, I've never done that. I've always hired specialty roles, kept the other roles, even though I hated it, even though it sucked. That's where I was creating value. And then like, okay, the first person I hired was a salesperson. Great. You own sales. Her name was Vera. You own sales. I'll keep doing all these other things, even though I don't want to. That's where I'm providing the most value at right now.
And she was awesome at sales.
Well, Vera was awesome at sales. And then I build up that next role of what I want to hand off. Okay, great. I hand it off to the next person. And then I keep that seat. And that's my focus. That's what I'm good at right now. And but it's right now isn't forever. But where it fails, I think, is where we say, I want out of all of it right now, and I don't want to focus. And let me just get a general admin and dump it all on them.
And I spoke to somebody recently about this is, you know, it was exactly that scenario actually recently in having somebody do all of it. But the problem is when it comes down to their fire, which we'll talk about in a minute, but it's trying to step away from things. But the focus we ended up, you know, coming to the realization through talking through this and asking some deep questions, going through self-discovery, the focus for them was actually sales. They're like, I'm really good at sales. Let me go ahead and run in here.
Great.
Yeah. In the meantime, so that we can start to chunk out. And just like with Robert Kiyosaki, it's, you know, talent stacking. It's using things to your benefit in the short while you are working towards something else.
Yes.
So it's exactly that.
Yeah. I'm looking back with Organize It, Woot Recruit, Sell Convert Clean, One Layer Deep. I've never hired a general admin ever. Never.
Yeah.
As the owner, I kept those roles until I could build them and hand them off. But I have never in my life hired a general admin. And everyone might push back and say, well, I'm not large enough. Well, then, but then it's fine. Then you can handle it. Like, you can handle covering the other roles while you're, you know, offloading sales to that new sales hire, offloading HR and hiring and finance to that new hire. You can cover the other buckets because you are small enough.
Yeah.
And sometimes that you know, you know, if you're good at everything, then you're good at nothing kind of thing. Uh-huh. And so if you're hiring a digital admin, they're going to be okay at everything, but they're not going to be great at any one thing.
Right.
Because I think there's misalignment there.
Yeah.
So let's move on to the fire, right? The fire, it's that thing that drives you. And I think there's, you know, it's the mission that the people get behind in your business. It's that thing that it's not about hitting a number. It's like doing something that changes an industry or impact or community. But I think a lot of people don't know what their fire is. At least I didn't.
Yeah. Or even, I'll be honest with you, like just talking through it, a lot of people might not understand what fire actually means. Like for them, like they're not used to understanding what excites them.
Yeah, no, they don't know what it is, or they don't know it, or they don't think they're worthy of it.
Yeah. So what I had to go through, I went through a lot of self-discovery early on, especially when I was transitioning careers, because what I, again, my focus, I was an audio engineer. I, for about 12 years out of my life, I toured, I traveled with, you know, ton of famous musicians, had the pleasure of working with, you know, anywhere from Kings of Leon to Dan Auerbach with the Black Keys, Nicki Minaj. I'm talking about
that. That was an interesting tour.
It was interesting. One Direction. But I'm going to take this away because although I was great at what I did, and people sought me out and loved having me on their crew. But the thing was that I didn't like it. It just, something about it just left me empty.
Yeah. And you were phenomenal at your job.
Right. And so I was great at what I did, but there was something that just didn't click. And so what I ended up having to do is I had to strip back what it was that I was great at, but I didn't connect with. And I stripped it back and I stripped it back and I stripped it back and tried to figure out why I actually still, why I still did it and why I actually chose to step into it at first. And the first version of it was me finding that underlying thing, which was I like to break things down and put it back together better than it was before. But in reality, like the version two was that I really wanted to take something, a concept, and put it together so that it becomes a real thing. And so I think that is really what excites me. And once I stripped it back, it wasn't the people, it wasn't talking difficult conversations. It wasn't
the fancy hotels and
the
tour
fancy
buses.
Hotels. It a little bit
the
was
the drugs
that.
And alcohol. I'm joking.
I turned
Chris,
down.
Chris doesn't do any of those things. Yeah, so
no,
yeah.
Believe me, I had a lot of offers. I had to turn them down. But again, I had to strip it back. And so my focus, there was something inside of it that was my flame, my fire. But I had to strip it down to like the very, very basics to figure out, okay, now what do I run with?
Yeah. And so let's go from here. The frame. Where do we go from here? Right? Most people are going to stall out here. And it's because we treat the future like a someday. If you've read the book and you followed along, I don't want this just to be another book that you read and it sits on your shelf. That's why I'm doing the 90 move challenge where uh-huh. I'm for 90 moves or 90 days. If you're doing one move a day, I can help you implement this into your life, into your business in 90 micro moves, because a lot of us are going to just kind of stall out and we're going to live in that someday or one day instead of today.
Yeah. And one thing I have to say with One Layer Deep and the book, as you're listening to it right now, is everything that we're trying to deliver and give you is 100% about execution and acceleration. I want this to be something that is so different from what you've seen before. This is not strategy specifically, it's tactics. It's something that you can actually take and run and execute. But it's up to you whether you choose to move or not. It's up to you whether you decide to own the outcome or not.
Yeah. And there's a saying, you know, it's like, I'm not efficient, I'm productive, because being productive, there's an outcome. Mm-hmm. Right? We talk about a lot of efficiency in the book because we're trying to get your employees to a level of efficiency, right? So it's not bleeding our profit. But, you know, there's efficiency and then there's the output of the end result or owning the output, which is being productive.
Yeah.
And, you know, with this book, we're giving you tactics. I've grown and scaled multiple companies, have an amazing marriage. So when someone asked us for a review, right, of something, right? And I was like, well, there's reviews on Amazon for the book, right? But for the software, and I'm like, well, typically softwares really don't have Google reviews. We have like Capterra and other reviews. And I said, here, give them the review of my life. I got four businesses getting ready to launch the fifth one, written two books, mm-hmm. three children, a great marriage, time freedom.
Yep.
And I haven't lost my sanity. Oh, wait. And I have my health.
Yeah.
Oh, like workout, look great. Well, I hope I look great in my mind, but, and that's what I want to give you guys is like, this is the formula of how Libby didn't just coach other business owners, how I didn't just teach other business owners. It's how I did it in my life. And like I told Chris, you had a front row seat to watch this transformation.
Oh my God.
Chris met me at one of the lowest times in my life because of a separation. I had businesses prior, and I took my prior business experience, what I've learned. And then I had those years where I was down, I was overweight, you know, life was when, I was not winning at life. And in this book and these strategies and this mindset and these tactics, it isn't fake. It isn't theory. It's real. We still use them. I still apply them. I live by them.
Literally every single day.
My employees are cringing when this book came out because some of them are in here. We just changed their names.
and so some of the other employees as well is you'll say something in the group chat. And this is what I mean by taking one layer deep, the method, turning it into a mindset. And then a culture is that we have people on our team.
Rigo. Rigo's always like, what does he always say? Is this what the business really needs right now?
Or is this what you want?
Or is this what you want? I'm like, God damn it. He one layer deeped me.
Yeah.
But Rigo, yeah, he'll say, is this what the business really needs right now? Or is this what you want? He'll put it in the chat.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, he's using my own method on me.
Yeah.
And he's not being a smart aleck. Like,
no,
he's like one layer deeping it.
Yeah. It's the culture of transparency. It's a culture of execution. At its finest. And this is my takeaway is mm-hmm. like all of this and then talking about the future frame and the execution of it is owning the outcome is not just sitting here and reading it and saying, oh, that was a great read. Let me go ahead and get back to doing work now because I was reading this at 12 o'clock in the afternoon. I was on my break and let me go ahead and close the book. And all right, let's get back to the shuffle of.
Well, if you're a business owner, it's probably 12 o'clock at night.
At night.
While you're in bed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not at 12 o'clock noon. You're working.
You wake up and repeat the same 6 months. So, but my takeaway here is that the book, everything here is designed to come out of the sheets of paper or the words that you hear and actually be applied tactically and implemented in micro moves in things that you can do now, literally right now, and change your business. And then after you change your business, change your life. And again, with the 1LD90, the challenge that we're doing right now, as we're talking through this is we're actively working through it day by day, but we're going to deliver it to you and we're going to give it to you mm-hmm. in a series of moves that you can execute in one day if you want.
Yeah. You could do all 90 in one day if you want. They're micro, they're little.
But again, the idea here is to work through the method to then build a mindset and then make it a culture.
Yes.
And then take it back into your personal life.
And if you want more of this, more of me, more of Chris, more of one layer deep methods, mindsets, right? Culture. Make sure you follow us. Follow me on social media. I mean, I share everything transparently, my kids, my struggles. You know, Chris and I talk about our marriage and sex life sometimes. Maybe you don't want to hear about that. No, we don't talk about it personally, but we talk about how great it is.
Our Saturday date mornings.
Yeah, our Saturday date mornings. So follow us on social media. You know, I'm the only Libby DeLucian that currently exists in the world right now. So I'm pretty easy to find. Thank you guys for listening. And from me to you, this was the guide I wanted to give you on how to win in business without losing yourself. Hiring sucks, right? Sorting through bad applications, ghosted interviews, and wasted time. It's all exhausting. That's why we built WooRecruit, the hiring system designed to attract and convert the right people for your business fast. What are some of the benefits? Well, you get more qualified applicants without lifting a single finger. Increase your show rate, eliminate the worry of ghosting. Track every single step of our process with real-time data. If you're tired of hiring headache, go to WooRecruit.com and let us start filling your open roles today.